The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Friday as we all get prepared to enjoy the things that God has in store for us over the next couple of days. First up, you might have a nice pedigree, but unless you're connected to Jesus, your nice pedigree doesn't matter. How about that? Also, don't be afraid of what people say or what you hear, because God is bigger than words or speech. And finally, it might not seem fair, and we might not like it, but we should remember that God is not that interested in our opinion.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. All good things. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You're welcome to text us, 214-210-8483. Let me say something about that. We've had people that have asked us questions, and we do our best to answer them. Usually, I'll take a couple of days when they send me a question because I've already got something prepared prior. But we had somebody send in a question. I love that they did that, and we're going to talk about it. So next week, probably Wednesday is going to be where I'm leaning. We're going to talk about the Lamb's Book of Life and whose names are written in it and how that all comes about. And it should be a lot of fun. But the point is, if you want to reach out to us on the show and you're kind of like, "Yeah, I don't really want to be on the radio and I don't really feel like sending an email," it's totally fine. You can text us and ask us anything you want, and we will do our best to give you the answer as best as I understand it from some of the training and some of the stuff I've gone through and some of the education. Let you know right now, it's interesting being a PhD student. I have, of course, never done this before. I just finished my first class. I'm already starting my second class, and I just want to say, homework. Oy vey. Anyway, 214-210-8483. First trivia question on the board: with what did Samson kill 1,000 Philistines? With what? What instrument did Samson use to kill 1,000 Philistines? 214-210-8483. That's what you want to do. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation. Doesn't matter if it's a praise report or a prayer request. We love doing that. Pray for you guys every single day. Every day that the Lord will bless you and guide you and encourage you, because that's important. But the reason that we keep it open is because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. And you guys know I've been using that tagline since the show started, but the truth is, this is our fellowship, our time in this hour, and we want it to be a blessing for all of you. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Don't forget about our DNA. Think, Dave, you always mention DNA. Right, because that's important. D, draw closer to the Lord. N, never be ashamed. A, always be ready. By the way, D is not draw close to the Lord, it's draw closer to the Lord. So if you think you're close, get closer and closer and closer. That's the D. N, never be ashamed. Never be ashamed of being a Bible-believing, born-again Christian. Never be ashamed that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Never be ashamed that you believe that God, who created the universe, that he can write a book. Never be ashamed. And A, always be ready, which means Always be ready. If somebody was going to pick you up and take you on a $50 million trip around the world, and they said, you just got to be ready, you just got to have your clothes on, you just got to have your bags packed, you got to be ready, I feel in my heart you would be ready all the time. I could be wrong, but I think I'm right. All right, again, the first trivia question: with what did Samson kill 1,000 Philistines? What instrument did he use? Text 214-210-8483. And as we get into our Fantastic Friday, I want to tell you a couple things about today. Today is Military Spouses Day, and I happen to have had the chance to minister over my course of time to a lot of military personnel and military spouses, and the spouses are fantastic. So I think it's an awesome day for people to recognize that it's not just the soldier in the field, so to speak, whether that's a man or a woman, but it's the family unit that sustains them. That is a huge component, and I just wish that people would just be maybe a little more aware of the depth and the level of the commitment that takes. It's also No Socks Day. I don't really know what that means unless it's No Socks Day, Socks the Cat, but outside of that, that's the day it is. It's National Have a Coke Day, because today Coke was invented many moons ago. National Coconut Cream Pie Day. I had mentioned this before on the show, and somebody's called in and said they didn't like coconut cream pie. I'm sorry. I like it. I can't help you. Okay? Then the next thing to keep aware of is give somebody a cupcake day. I mean, give somebody a cupcake. Give them a cupcake. If you don't have one, well, make a cupcake. If you can't make one, go to the store and buy a cupcake and give somebody a cupcake. Finally, it's Fantastic Day. Don't ask. It's all about the day of giving sharks a voice. Here's the voice I think sharks should have. Run away! I'm going to eat you! Run away! That's the voice I think they should have. On this day in 1915, the Kentucky Derby started. It's racing. Let's see. Who was the winner? Was Jay Nutter? How about that? The first filly to win the Kentucky Derby. I'm sorry. Then, 1941, Paramount Pictures was formed, and finally, in 1963, on this day, James Bond, Dr. No, first in the James Bond series, premiered in the United States. It starred Sean Connery. Get ready. Karzach Mahanda. There we go. Sean Connery. Love it. Love it. All right. Keep in mind, if you call, you can leave a message, a voicemail. I just can't answer you, but you can also text. So if you can call and leave a voicemail, you can push the buttons and text, most likely. But if not, I got it. Questions are quite simple. What did Samson kill 1,000 Philistines with? What's the answer to that? All set and into your hands. Let's go into our first teaching. Got to be quick on it. It's very simple. Galatians chapter 2, verse 15 through 16. We are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners. Yet we know that no one is justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. And we have believed in Christ Jesus so that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. Because by the works of the law, no human being will be justified. Paul is writing to the church, and he's telling the church of Galatia, hey, you and me, we might have our birthright might be from the Jewish background. You might be Jewish. You might be like me. You might be 100% Jewish. Doesn't matter. You might not be Gentiles. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're Jewish or you're a Gentile. Doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? Because your pedigree does not get you saved. Your ancestry does not save you. Your parents do not save you. Your children do not save you. None of that applies. None of that works. No one. I double-checked on this, and I was right. The word no one, it still means no one. No one is justified by the works of the law. You cannot work your way into the kingdom of God. You can never be good enough. You only have one solid choice, and that is to acknowledge, to receive, and to even embrace the testimony God has given regarding the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for your sins. It's kind of simple if you look at it from the lawsuit point of view. I'll do it real fast. Everybody who sins dies. That's the penalty. But Jesus came on the earth and never sinned, and yet he still died. So in a certain sense, he kind of got ripped off. So he sued. This is called the lawsuit theory. And his lawsuit was, anybody who believes in me, I want my right life given to them so that they have this visage, this imputation of no sin and a righteous life. And the father said, okie dokie, so it's ordered. Satan said, hey, what just happened? And everybody now who believes in Jesus and has genuine faith in Christ and the testimony regarding the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus has the righteousness of God imputed to them, not imparted, imputed. Those are two very different words. You are justified, the scripture says, by faith in Christ. The word justified means made in right standing. To be justified means you are made right. And it can't be a justification by works, because works does not work. Here's why. Because no human being will ever be able to amount to the righteous attitude, disposition, and works of God himself. So your works will never be on the same level, ever. It is only by faith, and that faith is given by grace and received through faith, that Jesus' work counts for you. It's like you gotta say, but that's crazy, Dave. It's like somebody's giving me this massive gift. Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's the gift from God, given through Jesus Christ, by the grace of God. It is by faith in Christ and in Christ alone.
And you go, well, I don't think that's fair.
Tough. You don't have heaven to put anybody in? Not your call. No human being will ever be justified before God through the works of the law, ever. Nobody will be good enough. Only God knows every motive, every moment, every failure. But in his great mercy, he extends us the opportunity to be saved through Jesus Christ. Listen to that passage. Yet no one is justified by the works of the law, but only by faith in Jesus Christ. And we have believed in Jesus Christ so we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of law, because by the works of the law, no human being will ever be justified. Got it? Oh, isn't that great? Okay, the answer to the question, what did Samson use to kill 1,000 Philistines? The jawbone of a donkey. He did it with a jawbone of a donkey. Okay, we're going to take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
All of mankind, destroying everyone and everything.
Hey. Here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What's happening is the churches and educators and our government and everybody is too concerned about being politically correct. And what's happened is the walls have fallen down, and we need to rebuild them, and we need to build them back. And the only way we can do that is with God's people taking a stand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I will say, especially in regards to the political correctness, it's just man's attempt to establish their own righteousness apart from God. And that's why it has so much confusion attached to it that nobody can figure out what's going on, because it goes all over the place.
Well, the only hope for America is not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. My hope is in God and his people taking a stand this coming election season. and let's get men and women in office. And again, I'm not telling people to vote for, but we need to take a stand for God's truth and his righteousness.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I just want to thank you and extend a thank you to you for taking the time to come on the show, sharing with us, giving us that perspective. I appreciate it, and it was a privilege and an honor for me to have you on the show, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. God bless.
All right, God bless you too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Franklin Graham.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach us, you can text us, 214-210-8483. I should point out that if for the people that do call, I do get voicemails on that, but I can't do anything during the show. That's the big thing. 214-210-8483, if you got a praise report or a prayer request, or you know the answer to this question. See how I set that up? See, I kind of just, lean that way, right? All right. How many days and nights did Jesus fast for? Remember? He was led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit, went through that temptation process so that he can come out. On the other side of that came his public ministry. How many days and how many nights was that whole experience? 214-210-8483. That's where you got to text to. Our website, hemustincrease.org. Hemustincrease.org has a lot of different stuff up there, not just our podcasts, our audios, our videos, but it also has the opportunity to give. Aren't you excited? You have the opportunity to give to the ministry through the website. Why? Because it's easiest that way. We don't get a lot of money in. We don't make a lot of money. We don't do a lot of stuff except for the radio ministry. So if you have that opportunity to give, it's 100% tax deductible. We are a recognized 501c3 or 3c. I can never remember. Anyway, we are official with the IRS. The monies that you give are deductible. But I only want you to give if it's cool, if it's working for you, if it's beneficial, if it's doable. If you can't give, I want you to give of your time by even just mentioning us. Just mentioning us in the time of prayer you have. That would be great, great, great blessing for us. We would appreciate it. On that website, there is a form where it says you can fill out the form to contact us, or you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. And while I'm still going to keep it up, YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from our ministry partner.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup. Smoke, wind, and flood cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services. It's really simple. If you have an apartment or an office building, or if you have a home, or if you have a church, and you're like, we need to get this cleaned up and restored so that it's all okie-dokie, Mr. Restore is who you want to talk to. Now, you guys know about Clint. Clint is a great guy. really strong heart for the Lord, and you know about where they're at, his life, his mind, his whole mindset about restoring, and there he believes in restoration ministry, and he has a restoration business. Come on. MrRestore.com. That's their website, MrRestore.com. They have advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They have emergency response on site within 60 minutes. That's pretty good. Family-owned and operated, and thousands of happy customers. Big shout-out for Mr. Restore at MrRestore.com. You can also connect to them through our website, HeMustIncrease.org. And check out also the Adaptive Training Foundation, which is a group that we happen to love because of their willingness to work with people that most people won't even talk to. I just think stuff like that's cool. That's how I am. Okay, so we have the question on the board. We got answers coming in. Everybody's getting it right, and I love when that happens, but I'm not going to give the answer yet. The trivia question, how many days and nights did Jesus fast for? How many days? How many nights? 214-210-8483. I want to talk to you about something. That's right. I want to talk to you about something. I want to talk to you about the fear in hearing things. And this is really important. It's important to me because I've had to process through this. And I'm not just talking about the time of the virus or anything else. I'm talking about in life. You will hear things, and when you hear them, they have a tremendous impact. I can tell you the moment that my daughter broke down crying on the phone when she was telling me about Easton Scott was an emotional moment where you hear stuff. Now, you have a couple of choices when you hear something. You can be numb for a second, which most people are, and then react to it. You can hear it and process it and then react to it in the flesh. You can hear it and process and react to it in the Lord. A couple of different ways you can go. But what I want to point out is how God tells us not to be afraid of what people say or what we hear. Not that every single thing you've ever heard that is painful is has that intent, but it's to understand how it affects you and how it impacts you. 2 Kings 19:6, Isaiah said to them, "Thus you shall say to your master, thus says the Lord, do not be afraid because of the words that you have heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Do not be afraid of the words," which means that people speak and we develop a fear from what we hear. Don't be afraid of the words. Remember, Elijah's response to Jezebel was not exactly stellar. You might think, oh, it was fine, but not really. Because what he heard was, I'm going to kill you, I'm coming after you, he got afraid, wiped out, went out. And it's like, I've had people say, well, that's not really what happened. That's exactly what happened. Stop trying to make every person in the Bible so perfect that they didn't have problems, they didn't have issues. There's only one person that was sinless, and that's Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who was born of man and of spirit. So there are things that you'll hear, and it's tough. It makes you afraid. But the scripture encourages us not to be afraid. Proverbs 24:1-2, don't envy wicked men, don't desire their company, for their hearts plot evil violence, and their lips talk about making trouble. People around you that have some kind of wickedness make trouble with what they talk about. They create problems. Now, I know nobody has ever turned on the news and became afraid. Oh, wait, I'm wrong. That's happened 1,000 times. And the bottom line to that, just so you can know, is they purposely do that. So you're not, even in the industry, I'm telling you, it's in the industry. They even tell you, if it bleeds, it leads. In other words, the worse, the better, because people are shocked by it, and they have to respond to it. But that's what they use. They use that part of us. Well, the scripture says, don't be like that. Don't be those kind of people. Psalm 140:1-3, rescue me, Lord, from evil men. Keep me safe from violent men who plan evil in their hearts and stir up wars all day long. They make their tongues as sharp as a snake bite. Viper's venom is under their lips. Don't let what they have to say to you kind of ruin you. Why are you doing that? I mean, it's real. It's really important for you to grasp this, that the wicked say things and they do things, and their words are like snake bites, and you got to stay away from that. By the way, that was just me burping. That's what happens when the phone disconnects and I have to jump back on. That's kind of how that works. So the bottom line is this. You have to be aware that the words of people and the words of things and the words and the messages are intended to inflict discomfort. Here's an amazing passage, Psalm 112, verse 7. He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. How about that? So we have a gospel that's good news, right? Watch this, though. He'll have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. When bad things come down the pike, if you respond in the flesh, you're going to freak out. Freak out. Doo-doo. But here's the bottom line. You don't have to. You can be steadfast, trusting in the Lord. You think, well, is there other passages that say that? Well, let's see. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. How about that? In all your ways acknowledge him, he'll make your path straight. You can have a trust in God for a situation that comes up, even if you don't have all the details and all the information, which is about 99% of the time, and then wait. You don't have to freak out right away. You don't have to go into your freak out dance. You can be patient and go, okay, let me hear all the information. Let me see what it is. Let me take this thing I'm hearing and bring it before the Lord because he's in charge. Instead of just reacting. I remember this preacher, Tommy Barnett. I don't know if you know Tommy Barnett or not, but I've known Tommy for years. We were young Jewish boys when his church was growing. He actually had to have us stand up so that we would be quiet while he was teaching one time. That's how bad we were. And he just said, you know, the most important thing is not to be reactionary, but to be actionary. In other words, to be reactionary is to be a person that hears something and just reacts. And you don't have to react in that fleshliness. You can respond in God and become actionary instead of just being reactionary. Now, you're not going to do that perfect. But boy, if you do it one more time between now and the trumpet blowing, you've done better than you would have. And that's the key. He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Don't be afraid of what you hear, no matter how weird it seems. God is still bigger than the weird. The answer, by the way, how many days and nights did Jesus fast for? 40 days and 40 nights. There you go, folks. All right, we can take a short break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving part, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Do you know how you keep going? Do you know how you keep putting one foot in front of the other? Do you know how you don't give up? Do you know how you don't quit even though you want to quit? You fix your eyes on Jesus. You see with God. When Peter went out of that boat and stepped on that water, there is no natural principle in the world, in any normal universe, that would allow Peter to walk on water. But he did one thing well. He looked at Jesus. And as he was looking at Jesus, the Bible says he walked on the water. He looked at his situation, just focusing at Jesus. Then he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he saw the winds and the waves, and he sank. He lost the correct attitude when he stopped seeing with Jesus in the picture. Whatever you see, whatever you face, whatever you encounter, do not see it or face it in the natural. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So everything you see, you must insert the picture of Jesus.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want you to be aware that you can reach out to us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483, but you got to text. I know that's such a mean word. You got to text. Sorry, you got to text. That's what you got to do. We do have a trivia question for you. And so I'm going to make this next one a little bit more. It's not hard, but you got to at least look at it or think about it. And here's the trivia question. What did God use to create Adam in Genesis? What did God use to create Adam in Genesis? There is technically two components. I'm telling you that now. So if you're not sure, take a quick look at it. 214-210-8483, 214-210-8483, what did God use to create Adam in Genesis? Okay, don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. There's some cool stuff on there. I put new stuff up there all the time, so it's something just to peruse. Also, if you want to email us, david@hemustincrease.org, that's a great way to do that. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from our next ministry partner.
Well, we're moving on up, to the south, to the deluxe apartments in the sky.
Men of God Moving, menofgodmoving.com. You can go to Facebook and type in Men of God Moving. It's Men of God Moving. Hey, how many times can I say Men of God Moving? More times than you want me to. Menofgodmoving.com. Johnny Hill, our very good friend, texted me just the other day. I had mentioned to you guys before, so this is for people that are potential ministry partners. We don't say to Johnny, hey, give this, and then we'll give you this. We say, hey, participate with the ministry, and we'll do what we can to promote and encourage and see people to get them in your direction. And just last week, he got 3 phone calls from the show. It's like, that is so cool, because it blesses us, it blesses him, it blesses the people who are making the move. And the bottom line is, because he's been on the show and because he's a friend, he gives this enormous, how big? Huge discount for people that are moving. So if you got any moving now or coming up in the next month or two, take advantage of it. Get in touch with Men of God Moving. Get in touch with Johnny. Tell him you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. You will be happy that you did. All right, so the trivia question that's on the board is, what were the components that were used? What did God use to create Adam in Genesis, in the book of Genesis? There's 3 correct answers. There's one answer, there's another answer, and there's the combo of each of those answers. So any of those are going to be correct. I will give the answer at the end of this segment. But I want to say this, and I want you all to be aware how much I love you guys. I love you. I think you're great. I love that you pray for me. I love that there's the texters and the listeners and the callers and the ministry partners. I love that there's people that want to be a part of the team. It's awesome. But what I'm about to teach you will not make you like me. You do not teach what I'm about to teach if you're trying to gain friends, okay? You can get really mad at me, and I wouldn't even blame you, but it doesn't mean it ain't true. What is going to be nutty is that there are times and things that we go through in Scripture and in life where you just have to look up to God and say, okay, you know best. All right, Judges chapter 11, verse 35 through 39. When he saw her, he tore his clothes and said, "Alas, my daughter, you have brought me very low. And you are among those who trouble me, for I have given my word to the Lord, and I cannot take it back." So she said, "My father, you have given your word to the Lord. Do to me as you have said, since the Lord has avenged you and your enemies, the sons of Ammon." She said to her father, "Let this thing be done for me. Let me alone 2 months that I may go to the mountains and weep because of my virginity and I and my companions." And then he said, "Go," and he sent her away for 2 months. And she left with her companions, and they wept on the mountains because of her virginity. And at the end of 2 months, she returned to her father, who did to her according to the vow he had made. And she had no relations with a man. This is Jephthah and his daughter. And he had made a commitment to the Lord. And he made a vow. Now, it wasn't a bargain. He just made a vow. He said, "You give me this victory, no matter what happens, no matter what, whatever comes through that door, I will sacrifice that to you." And it was his daughter that came through. Now, before everybody freaks out, because this is typically where people freak out, there's a couple things to say. Number one, this woman who did not have relations with a man, as it was offered as a sacrifice, there's people who say, "Well, that didn't happen." There's nowhere in Scripture it says it didn't happen. In fact, the opposite. But it's not like this woman didn't just fire on into eternity, so let's not be too weird about this whole thing. The point of that story and the point of that being in the book is simple. Don't make a rash vow with your mouth before the Lord, or it might come to pass and you'll be required to fulfill it. But then you would say to me the same thing. You'd say, "Dave, does that seem fair or does that seem right to you?" And here's my response. I'm just being totally honest. Are you asking me if I think that God knows what he's doing? Are you asking me if I think I can trust in the quality of God, whether I get it or not? I think the answer is yes, yes, and yes. I trust in the quality of God. Do I understand everything? No. Am I ecstatic that my dad probably didn't make it since he was rejecting Christ right up into his deathbed? No. Is it something that I think could have changed? Don't know. I don't think so. Does it make me happy? No. Does it bother you, Dave, that you didn't have a closer relationship with him because you became a Christian and he resented you for it? Yes, it bothers me. But I also know that God is faithful and true. And there's a quality to God that I can trust in. And so there's a big component there that challenges you and I that says, do we believe enough that God has a quality about him that he has our best interests in mind, or are we just so superior that we know what is what? Romans chapter 9, verse 18 through 21, "Therefore God has mercy on whom he wants to have mercy, and he hardens whom he wants to harden. One of you will say to me, 'Then why does God still blame us? Who resists his will?' But who are you, O man, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to him who formed it, 'Why did you make me like this?' Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for noble purposes and some for common use?" Here's the real answer. No, I'm not trying to make friends. I'm just telling you what it says. God doesn't really care what you and I think about what he does or what he allows or what he requires. He's not really like, "I'm really worried about what they'll think about what I do here." He doesn't operate that way. Here's how God operates, just in case you want to know. Job 38, 1 through 4. Then the Lord answered Job out of the storm. He said, "Who is this that darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you will answer me. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand." See, here's the thing, and I'm saying this is as much love as I can. I'm just saying it because we tend to justify ourselves and not God, which is exactly what Job did, by the way. God does not answer to you and me. There's going to be no point in all of existence where God comes before you and you evaluate him. Ever. Ever. God does not owe you and I an explanation. He is not required to give us an explanation. He's the creator. If he decides, I've changed my mind, I wipe everything out. People have said, well, theologically, that can never happen. Yeah, but if it happens, you ain't going to do much. It's up to him, and you have to either trust in the quality of God or not. But I am telling you that God is to be trusted. Even if I don't get everything he's doing, and I don't, I believe him for the goodness in everything he's doing because he's given me a testimony of 66 books, and in every situation it shows his graciousness and his mercy and his favor to those who call upon him and his judgment and his, what's the word I'm looking for, his judgment, we'll leave it there, for those that reject him and ignore him and belittle him. There's a honor that we have before the Lord. And when we come, when we pray, we express that honor. We acknowledge that God knows what's right. We don't. He is fair, even beyond our own concept of fair, of fear, what's fair and what's not fair. And it's not that he owes us an answer. It's not that he owes us an explanation. It's our responsibility to trust him. I just want to point out that when Job said, though God slay me, yet will I trust him, that is where we got to be. You think that's just radical. You mean like being a Christian? Like believing that Jesus Christ rose from the dead and that he cares about you? Yep. You don't have to be perfect. You got to believe. That's absolutely. Okay? All right. Okie dokie, artichokes. Here's the answer to the trivia question. Adam was created by dust / clay / mud and the breath of God. The Holy Spirit breathing upon him, the breath of God. You can argue and fight theologically. Either one of those answers or all of those, that works for me. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, so we're going to take our short break right now, right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You know, it's not just the audience that needs stuff. Sometimes the host needs a little bit of a, you know, a little
Telling
bit
me the
of,
show's all about you.
Well, this segment is.
Okay.
Not about the show. But I would say this segment, and it actually has a title for the DDD. It's called Joke Time. Is Christian humor allowed in teaching? We've actually had complaints. You know, you can't teach the gospel and use humor. That's why Jesus called James and John the sons of thunder, because it wasn't a humorous quip. You're right. Pretty bad exegetical process. But let's look at it. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. Proverbs 17:22. A joyful heart is good medicine. A joyful heart is good medicine. You've heard that before. That's not new. You know that's the case. But what happens is people take these unique interpretations in Scripture and they think that it applies to all processes. So somebody actually said to a member at our station, you can't use levity in the gospel proclamation because Paul says you can't do it in 2 Corinthians. And it's like, wrong answer. This is why we do the thing called read. That's always fun. And 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7 says this, in case you were trying to figure out where did that word levity come from. It's only in one translation. It's actually never used in any other capacity. But here is what he was talking about. Was I fickle when I intended to do this? Or when I made my plans, did I make so in a worldly manner in the same breath as to say yes, yes, and no, no? The only time that the potential word levity is used is when Paul is talking about meeting with the Corinthians. And the one interpretation you could use is, was I using lightness? It's not really the word for levity, just in case you're wondering. But did I use lightness when I made my plans with you? In other words, was I kidding around when I made plans to come see you? No. That's what Paul said. Not, you can never use humor. So whoever kind of swapped those two together really needs to like relax. I think that would be the key. And then for those that are just curious, you know, when the gospel talks about, this is kind of one of those classic things, when the gospel talks about making declaration and the foolishness of preaching, the word is moria, from which we get the word silliness. So Paul's like, yeah, preaching the gospel for the Greek people and for the Jewish people in large, it's a, kind of like a silliness thing. Yeah, that's what he said.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Now, I'll let you know, so Monday we were supposed to be back in the studio. That is not happening. Our target date to get back in the studio is a week from Monday. But for those that are, like, just connecting to the show, you're going to be like, wow, is it going to sound different? Yes, it will sound different. Not the content, but what you actually hear. However, we are going to keep our text available, so it's going to take me a little while to figure out how to do that, but we will take phone calls and texts on trivia questions in the future. I think that's probably the best way to do it. By the way, our text for the trivia, 214-210-8483, and I have a question for you. Now, I'm doing this on purpose because it's Friday and it's the last segment, and then this next thing I'm going to teach on is really cool, and I've been kind of waiting to talk about it for a little bit. We're going to talk about getting direction, but we're not going to, from the Lord, but we're not going to get to that yet. First, I want to give you a trivia question. You have to really think about this because I might just be in kind of a sneaky mood. Which of the 12 apostles, this is the trivia question, which of the 12 apostles did not have his feet washed by Jesus? 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. The first go-with-your-gut answer is probably the right one, okay? That's all I'm going to say to you right now. Which of the 12 apostles did not have his feet washed by Jesus? 214-210-8483, if you think you're ready for it. If not, I will explain it at the very end. It's it should make you laugh. It's making me laugh now. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email, David at hemustincrease. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from our next ministry partner.
Is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard.
Our very own Kimberly Ellis. Yay! Kimberly Ellis and her wonderful husband, Tony. Now, she works with Fathom Realty. She is fantastic. First-time buyers, experienced investors, foreclosures, short sales, doesn't matter. If you've got a question about real estate and you're like, I'd love to talk to somebody, but I just don't know. I just don't know if it's going to, you know, kind of rope me in or I'm going to have this commitment. It's like, no, no, no. Talk to Kimberly Ellis. No requirements. No anything. 903-48-HOMES. 903-48-HOMES. She'll be glad to talk to you about what's taking place, how the virus has affected the real estate market, how real estate agents and home builders and buyers and sellers are reacting to it all. Talk to her about it. Ask her about it. She'll be glad to walk you through it. 903-48-HOMES. 903-48-HOMES. Okay? Okay. It's all right?
It's all right.
I got to do better on that one. It's all right. All right. There is a question on the board, and I can tell that everybody's just a little bit reserved. I am telling you to go with your gut. Which of the 12 apostles did not have his feet washed by Jesus? If you think you know the answer, text 214-210-8483 as we do this last segment before we go into the weekend, and this is called Direction Versus. So what happened was a couple of days ago I had the chance to talk to you about Psalm 119 and some different verses that really were a blessing in the sense of understanding the Word and understanding the testimonies of God and understanding and things to meditate on. So one of the things that I've had in my back pocket in my file is this. I have these 10 verses on direction. And I just thought it'd be really cool because I know there's some of you out there that you're going through a tough time. And listen, even though I don't know every situation, I absolutely know some of them, and I know how to pray for somebody when I don't have all the answers. I don't have to come before God and fill him in on all the nuances. I just have to come before God and entrust that person to God that God knows what to do. I'm not required to have every nuance to be able to pray for somebody. I mean, Paul says, I mention you in prayer. I'm pretty sure mentions are short, but that's a good thing. It's a good thing to be mentioned before the Lord, and I probably do a little more than mention for you guys. But if you're going through a tough time and I don't know all the circumstances, it's okay. I pray for everybody when they're going through a trial, and I pray for everybody to go through triumph, because that's what we want. But these are 10 verses, just simple, straightforward verses that can help us understand direction. Okay, because I don't think I pray outside of forgiveness, because I recognize what a horrid sinner I am. I don't think I pray for anything more than I pray for than direction. I mean, I just ask the Lord, guide me in this, lead me in this, let me know what I'm doing. And so I thought these verses would be helpful. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, most people know right off the bat. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He will make you straight your paths. How wonderful that God makes a commitment that tells us, hey, you know what? You don't got to get it all. I'll still direct you. Like, whew, that's a relief. Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Listen to how fantastic that verse is. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. Not necessarily God will show you a sign with Skittles on it and just say, look at this, isn't this fantastic? He will teach us the way. He will teach us how to walk in it. Psalm 37, verse 23 through 24, the steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Though he fall, he will not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. Look it, the Lord will direct your steps, okay? Especially if you are a person that delights in the Lord, and the Lord delights in you, he will direct your steps. But even if you fall, you're not going to crack your head open. In the context that God will grab you by the hand and pick you up. Don't you love that? Jeremiah 29:11. Most people know this. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil. Plans for good and not for evil. To give you a future and a hope. If you have not figured out at this point as a Christian that God's whole premise here is to spend eternity with you, you're missing it. And he's got a plan to take you all the way through that. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this one thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ. He's got a plan. Like, cool. Isaiah 43:16 through 19. See, these are verses. I love all these. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings forth chariot and horse and army and warrior. They lay down, they cannot rise, they are extinguished, they are quenched like a wick. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? I make a way in the wilderness, in rivers in the desert. I just remember this one pastor, worship pastor, wrote this song about making a way in the wilderness. And rivers in the desert, rivers in the desert. God guides us. God provides for us. He leads us. Proverbs 16:9, the heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Yay! Isaiah 30:21, and your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. You need the Lord to go, this is the way, walk ye in it. Like, yes. Jeremiah 10:23, I know, O Lord, that the way of a man is not in himself, that it is not a man who walks, that it is not in man who walks to direct his steps. In other words, we need to depend on the Lord to direct us. How about this one? This is about, you can't tell me it's not one of your favorites. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. I need that. I need that 100 times. Right? Close it out with Romans 8:28. We know that all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Yay! I mean, these are all awesome things. Because God promises to direct us. These are 10 verses that say God's going to direct you. Now, if we're stubborn and we don't ask, that's a little different, isn't it? If we're stubborn and we decide to ignore God, that's a little dumb, isn't it? Yeah, it's a little dumb. By the way, the most direct answer, I have to do it in case something happens with the phone. Which of the 12 apostles did not have his feet washed by Judas? It's a trick question. They all had their feet washed by Jesus. Jesus even washed the feet of Judas. And you want to know what's amazing about that? Even though he knew he was going to betray him. Why? Because his love is extended to even those who will reject him. That's something you and I should be aware of. Jesus made Judas one of the group, even though he knew. What a great character. What a great amount of love. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 71-hour break. Then we're coming back. More insanity with Spoonanity. I'll talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.